Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. I'm your host, Terrence Epke. I'm excited as always to talk travel, and what a fun show we have today. I'm going to tell you all about the other side of Las Vegas. Did you know that Vegas has a lot to offer besides casinos? And some of it is pretty darn cool and fun for all ages. So let's get on with it here. Here's my top 10 list of things to do in Vegas that have absolutely nothing to do with gambling. Number one on my list is called Slotzilla. It's an urban zip line that allows you to zip all the way through downtown Vegas over top of the crowds at 35 miles per hour. So that's a really great thing. It's about 77 feet high and 850 feet long, and it's just a crazy, incredible experience there. And so anyway, that's the zip line that you can do there. That's part of the Fremont Street experience. So by the way, the Fremont Street experience is part of this thing that you can do that's a great fun in Vegas. It has nothing to do with gambling. It's a 5-block pedestrian mall and tourist attraction along Fremont Street and some of the adjacent streets that's located in downtown Las Vegas. And the centerpiece of the Fremont Street experience is Viva Vision, which is the world's largest video screen. The Viva Vision screen is 1,500 feet long, 90 feet wide, and it's suspended 90 feet above the pedestrian mall. The screen has 12.5 million LED lights and a 550,000-watt sound system. And the Viva Vision features free nightly light shows. It's spectacular to see. And they also have an extensive list of live concerts and entertainments on three stages that they offer there as part of the Fremont Street experience. So that's something that we're checking out. Also, while you're in downtown Vegas, there's a couple of museums. One's fairly new, just a couple of years old. It's the Mob Museum, and it has more than 2,000 organized crime artifacts and hands-on exhibits, including the St. Valentine's Day Massacre exhibit and all. It's just really just jam-packed with a lot of stuff. And it is jam-packed with people, too, I will tell you that. So be ready for that. That's one of the most popular attractions in town, I think, now. So we're all fascinated with the Mob. Also, there's a little tiny museum called the Neon Museum, which has all these vintage neon signs from old Vegas hotels and casinos that are defunct now. So that's kind of a neat thing. Okay, so next on my list is number three, Adrenaline Junkies, Start Your Engine. I've actually got three choices for you here that you can choose from. There's a Combat Ace Flight that lets you pretend that you're Tom Cruise starring in the movie Top Gun. You can choose from different experiences, such as the forenamed Top Gun, which is designed for those of you who want to get serious about their acrobatic thrills. You fly the plane through a complete acrobatic routine. Or you can do something else like Operation Red Flag. For those seeking the ultimate fighter pilot experience, this package is only for seasoned adrenaline junkies. You can break into Blue Air and Red Air teams for King of the Hill style area dogfighting. And also on this list, as mentioned here, there is the Stratosphere Tower. They offer four of the most thrilling rides in the world, and all of them take place 100 stories above the ground. We're talking the Tower Experience, the Sky Jump, the Big Shot, Insanity, and X-Scream. And I'm just going to warn you right now, all of these rides involve you dangling more than 100 stories over the Vegas Strip, suspended on very little but a rope or all right. So it's definitely for serious thrill seekers only. And so that's also the last thing that you could do that's thrilling at the casino is dive with the sharks at Mandalay Bay's Shark Reef Aquarium. This unique exhibit gives you the chance to dive with a higher concentration of exotic sharks than you'll ever find in the wild. There are over 30 sharks here in this aquarium, including the white tip reef shark, the sand tiger, and the sandbar. Now, this program is only available to Mandalay Bay guests, and you have to be a certified diver. But that's a pretty cool experience there. Okay, number four on my list, we'll have you stepping outside of Vegas to explore the Red Rock Canyon. And this is a really neat little area. There's a visitor center. There's a 13-mile scenic drive that you can take, or you can bike it. There's 26 hikes and trails that you can choose from. There's rock climbing. There's wildlife watching. And some of the wildlife you expect to see would be bighorn sheep and wild burros. And this wilderness area just features these incredible sandstone cliffs, Aztec sandstone, iron concentrations, and Paleozoic limestone. So it's really beautiful, especially at sunset or sunrise. It's very popular there. So number five on my list, moving on, we've got to keep moving. Vegas has a lot to offer. It's amazing to me when people say there's nothing in Vegas, or Vegas is kind of cheesy, or Vegas is, if you don't gamble, you can't go, because that's not true. There is a cheesy side of Vegas, but there's just so much there once you're aware of it. And so it's something for everybody. And this is not on my list here, but I'm trying to make it a well-rounded list. So number five on my list is meet a reality star, because believe it or not, Vegas is full of them. The most popular probably are the Pawn Stars from the show Pawn Stars. The Gold and Silver Pawn Shops open 9 to 9, and I'm told that Rick, Chumley, Corey, or the old man are often on site. Or you're guaranteed to see them if you book a VIP tour on their gspawn.com. More options for reality star clicking here is Discovery Channel's Vegas Rat Rods. They have a shop there in Vegas called Welder Up, and they welcome visitors, and they also offer behind-the-scenes tours. Counting Cars' Danny Coker can often be found in his shop in Vegas, which is Counts Customs. And last but not least, American Restoration fans can visit Rick's Restorations and take a tour any weekday. So there you are. You can have your own experience with a reality star. Or number six on my list, you can have a crazy casino experience. The greatest thing I think about the casinos is not the gambling. It's the attractions and the shows that they offer. And number one on my list here would be to ride the roller coaster at the top of the New York Casino. It's often called the Big Apple Coaster. And the rides, the trains are themed to the New York taxi cabs. And it is the only roller coaster by TOGO still operating in North America. And it includes a 180-degree twist and dive maneuver and reaches speeds of up to 67 miles per hour. And you are doing this out over the Vegas Strip. So there's the added thrill of that. They're pretty high up. So another one that's kind of cool, the CSI Experience, that's at MGM, and that is based on the hit CBS TV show CSI, and you are actually guided by video of the actual cast members. They actually talk you through it. There's real-life forensic scientists, and so you kind of, like, solve this case and have this whole CSI experience there. And so that's pretty cool. Titanic exhibit is a permanent exhibit at the Luxor, and that features over 250 authentic artifacts recovered from the Titanic. There's also extensive recreations of some of the most famous rooms from the ship. It's incredible. I recommend it highly there. Also, Siegfried and Roy's Secret Garden and Dolphin Habitat at the Mirage. Everyone knows these magicians love their animals, and you can come in here and see their favorite animals, which is the wildcats. They've got little white tiger cubs, little panthers, little leopards. There's bottlenose dolphins. There's just all kinds of things. And there's different things you can choose from. There's some special programs. You can be a dolphin trainer, or you can get close up with the little white tiger cubs. There's just different choices for you there depending on how adventurous you are, how much money you want to spend. And also, last on my list here, Adventure Dome at Circus Circus. I love this. This boasts 5 acres of indoor fun. And they also have little shows that they do free like every half hour or something, where they have performers come out and they do acrobatic moves and all kinds of things like that. It's just sort of like mini shows to kind of warm you up for the actual shows at Circus Circus. But that's a lot of fun there. But number seven on my list, taking you again right outside of Vegas into the Hoover Dam, you can have a power plant tour. Hoover Dam was the largest dam in the world when it was completed in 1935. And it's still one of the biggest here, and it holds back to this day the largest man-made lake in the United States. And here's something I thought was really interesting. The volume of concrete used in its construction is equivalent to a paved road that would extend from New York City to San Francisco. I mean, that's a lot of concrete. And it receives more than 1 million visitors a year, making it a top Vegas attraction. So that's something that you probably want to see while you're in the area. And you can do a Hoover Dam tour on your own, or you can do it as part of a Vegas tour. So that's an option. Also, Lake Mead, this is the country's largest water reservoir. It's part of the Lake Mead National Recreation Area. And the park includes 9 wilderness areas. And it's just amazing. And there's so many things you can do. A lot of people like to rent houseboats and stay on Lake Mead. And there, you can also go canyoning, kayaking, canoeing, all kinds of stuff. And just an FYI for you, there are 10 state and or federal parks in this area, including Death Valley and the Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon's the farthest away at 250 miles, but still doable for a long day trip for you there or an overnight stay. Anyway, let's see, number 9 on my list, take a tour. Now, again, the possibilities are endless for this. There is every kind of tour offered in Vegas that you can imagine for every kind of interest. You can take a classic strip tour that includes Old Strip, New Strip, the Candy Factory, the Wayne Newton Mansion, the Liberace Museum, all that kind of stuff. You can take a ghost tour. You can take a mob tour. You can take a panoramic night tour. You can take a foodie tour. You can take a Pawn Stars tour. You can take a limo tour. You can take a helicopter tour. You can take a hot air balloon tour. You can take a big bus tour. You get the idea here, right? There's plenty of options for you there. So that's something that definitely you want to take some kind of tour, I should think, while you're there. The big bus tour is kind of neat. You can hop on and hop off, and it's narrated, and so you can use that sort of like a cab around the city and all. The only thing with it is sometimes you will wait when it's busy and traffic's heavy. Sometimes you can wait 30 minutes for the bus to come, but it's a cheap and easy way and a fun way to get around Vegas. So there are also many more attractions and special activities offered, and I just can't even name them all to you. I just want to make you aware to start looking should you be planning a trip to Vegas. So some ideas you have here, there's Speed Vegas, there's Machine Guns Vegas, there's the Las Vegas Rock Crawlers, which is an off-roading adventure option. There's Madame Tussauds. There are casino shows that you definitely want to pre-book before you get there because they do sell out. And we're talking just like right now, I know what's playing, David Copperfield, and I've seen his show. It's spectacular. Chris Angel Mind Freak is a popular show. Blue Man Group has been there forever. And probably the most sold-out show will be O by Cirque du Soleil. And so you definitely, like I said, want to book a show in advance if there's something you really want to see. That said, though, I'm going to warn you, though, that there are no refunds on tickets once they're sold. So make sure you're going when you book the show. But if there's something you really want to see, you know. And you could always look up in the Vegas Tourism website there to see what's playing because it's constantly changing. Some of these are headliners that have been there forever, like Céline Dion and all, but then some of them are comedians that change out and other kinds of shows that come and go. But anyway, last on my list, before we run out of time, I recommend that you treat yourself with a spa treatment or an oxygen bar visit. They have some great spas. At any of the casinos have great spas. Mandalay Bay, Mandarin, Andre, all of them have great spas. They're going to be kind of pricey treatments. Sometimes you can find a special. But the oxygen bar is a really novel experience that you can do there. And what they do is they sell oxygen for recreational use. And they have individual flavored scents that are added to your thing to enhance the experience. So they come from bubbling oxygen through these bottles that contain these aromatic solutions, and then they put them up to your nose there and all. And most of the oxygen bars that you'll find in around Vegas use food-grade particles to produce the scent. But some of the bars actually use aroma oils, and those are the best ones here. And I'm told these treatments are reportedly good for curing hangovers and boosting your energy levels. So if you've been running around a lot day and night trying to do everything in Vegas, maybe you want to take just a few minutes and go in and experience this oxygen bar experience. And I know celebrities have been swearing by the oxygen treatments long before they popped up in Vegas. So just do a little research if you're interested in it. BreatheLasVegas.com. VegasOxygenBar.com, or just do a Google search and just see what you think of it there. And if you're not feeling that adventurous, then you can always just head on over to the Tipsy Robot and get waited on by your very own robotic bartender. And until now, only cruise ships, and only a handful of cruise ships, have actually utilized robotic bartenders. But leave it on Vegas to be among the first to be innovative and go high tech there. So that's kind of a neat thing there. So and if you want to find out more, www.lasvegastourism.com, you can find out, but that's my list, and I think you're going to have to agree with me that Vegas has got it all, and who's even going to have time to gamble with all these options? And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there's just so much more even to do. I actually sat down to high tea at a place when I was in Vegas last time a couple of months ago, and it was incredible. It was great, and you know, there's just so much to see and do here. Oh, before we wrap up here, I want to share a couple of fun facts with you here to tell you here. There's a beacon that's located on the top of the Luxor Pyramid. It shines out, you know, and the cost to light it up is $1,251 a day. So that's the energy bill adding to the Luxor Resort. But this is chump change, bear in mind, for the Luxor Casino Resort, you know. So, and Nevada's population has grown more than 84% since 1990. And 15 of the world's top 25 hotels can be found in Las Vegas. And last but not least, I have a lot more, but I got to cut myself off here now. This statistic just blows my mind, so I'm going to leave you with this one here. There are more than 300 weddings every single day in Las Vegas. So yes, when it says it's the top wedding destination in the U.S., it is not lying. It is the top. 300 weddings every single day. Wow. Okay. All right. So that concludes today's show. I want to remind you that you'll find dozens of free travel reports that you can download from my website. You'll also find all kinds of cheap travel tips. That's www.terrencetalkstravel.com. Subscribers to my weekly newsletter receive a free copy of my 232-page adventure travel guide, everything you need to know about adventure travel, and my 50 favorite cheap travel tips. Plus, you'll be the first to learn about new shows and my trip pick of the week, and so much more. So I hope you'll check out TerrenceTalksTravel.com. And so I'll be back soon with another episode of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. So be sure to stay tuned.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.